1973年
1973
孙正义16岁还在读高中。
John Jenksy was still in high school at the age of 16.
他读了一本书。
He read a book.
是日本麦当劳创始人藤田田写的。
Written by the founder of McDonald's in Japan, Fujita.
他被书里的内容点燃了。
He was ignited by the content in the book.
做了一个疯狂的决定。
Made a crazy decision.
他要去美国，那个年代的日本。
He is going to Japan in that era of the United States.
16岁的少年独自出国。
16-year-old boy goes abroad alone.
几乎是闻所未闻的事。
This is almost unheard of.
更何况，他连高中都还没读完。
Besides, he hasn't even finished high school.
孙正义不管，他退了学。
John Jenksy dropped out of school, but he didn't care.
买了机票
Bought a plane ticket.
一个人飞越太平洋
A person flew across the Pacific Ocean.
到了美国
Arrived in the United States.
加州
California.
刚到美国
Just arrived in the United States.
他英语一句都说不利索
He can't speak English at all.
他先进了一所语言学校
He went to a language school first.
然后想办法插班。
Then think of a way to attend classes.
进了高中。
Entered high school.
为了赶上进度。
In order to catch up.
他每天只睡三四个小时。
He only sleeps 3 or 4 hours a day.
从早上五点学到深夜。
He studies from 5 a.m. to midnight.
他用了不到3周时间，连续跳级，直接读完了高中课程。
He finished the entire high school curriculum in less than 3 weeks by taking pills directly.
然后他考进了加州大学。
Then he was admitted to the University of California.
伯克利分校，读经济学和计算机科学。
Berkeley is studying economics and computer science.
在伯克利的时候
When I was in Berkeley,
孙正义给自己定了一条规矩
Someone could set a rule for himself,
一条听起来很疯狂的规矩
A rule that sounds crazy.
他规定自己每天必须发明一样东西
He stipulated that he must invent something every day.
每天一个，一个都不能少
One by one, every single one.
他随身带一个本子
He carried a notebook with him.
逼自己每天写下一个发明的点子
Force yourself to write down one invention idea every day.
一年下来300多个点子
In a year, there were over 300 ideas.
绝大部分点子都没用
Most of the ideas were useless.
用是废纸
It's trash.